CliffCentral.com.
He was gone, but only for a few hours. And now, he is back.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum. Oh.
Get ready for a brand new episode.
Are you ready?
The O'Neill Africa Experience. Let's go.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the O'Neill Africa Experience.
We got no choice but to turn this beat sideways. I can't believe that it's Freaky Friday.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the O'Neill Africa Experience.
This is that grown folk music.
Oh yeah.
Taking you back to 1973, man.
Oh, the year I was born.
Yeah, okay. This is a classic. This is Love Unlimited Orchestra Symphony.
Oh yeah.
That's what it's very called. White. Came out in 73. I don't know how I came across this song at some point.
Yeah.
In my life, and I just fell in love with it. I love it so much.
I forgot the orchestrator. I used to follow him for a bunch of my life, you know.
Yeah.
I love orchestration. It's just, there's something very classic. And you know, the way that Americans approach string arrangements is completely different from like contemporary.
Okay.
You know, this, like, if you heard this arrangement in South Africa, it wouldn't be the same. The way they do orchestration is way different. I'm very drawn to this song.
That's why we have you here, my friend.
Oh yeah. Beep, 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 beep.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the O'Neill Africa Experience on a Friday afternoon. We are powered by hashtag Castle Lights and Locks, and today is a special show. I'm not rolling solo, I'm hanging out with the 37 MPH, and joining us today for a live performance, superstar Frank Cassino, happens to be one of the opening acts for the hashtag Castle Lights and Locks concert happening on the 30th. But before we chat to the man himself, let's just catch up with Leanne.
Previously on the O'Neill Africa Experience.
The brand new music of Leanne Damini.
Wow.
I love the work you do.
Thank
you. Amazing.
Thank you so much. I really believe that your success and the longevity of you as an artist in the industry comes from your ability to stay consistent, to stay loyal. And so I know this is who I am. I'm not going to change. I'm not going to compromise. I'm always going to do my best work. I know who works for me and who I can work with. And that's the thing. I'm just hoping that will lead to even bigger and better success.
I'm close enough.
Yeah, let's do it.
So we're doing it live now. Band is standing by. Band, are we good?
You guys ready?
Mm. Losing track of time, let's stay a while, up close and personal. I just give a shout out to this band. I have never worked with them before. This is the first time. There was no rehearsal. You guys are killing it. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Talk to me about the inspiration for writing the song, Patch It Up.
Patch It Up was actually written by Antonio himself.
Ah.
Yes. Can we patch it up tonight? And lay it down, want this body up. Besides me just really pushing the music, trying to get more shows out there, I run an organization, which I'm sure you know about,
yes.
End Goal Hate,
yes.
And Women for Women. It's just something that I'm really passionate about, my passion project, and it's really just there to empower and inspire women. We're in your hometown, Botswana now, in Canada. I know what works for me, what my goal is. So for me, doing 100 little intimate shows throughout the year in different countries, different places, different cities, different towns. That's what works for me. I am not filling out. No, don't. I love Tamar Braxton, obviously, just because she is who she is. And Tamar and I actually have the same beat on both our albums.
Oh, wow.
But different lyrics. Yeah.
How is that possible? No.
Very good problem to have, and I think people are slowly but surely picking up on it.
The O'Neill Africa Experience.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. This is what took place last week Friday when we had Liane Dlamini in studio. What a guest.
What a pro.
Yeah, no, she was amazing.
Such a pro, yeah.
She was truly remarkable. Now, speaking of people who are amazing, in studio we are joined by superstar Frank Cassino.
Beep, 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 beep.
I think we need to get him the effect. Let's just get him the effect so he doesn't have to do this all the time. How you doing, brother?
I'm good, bro. How are you?
Good seeing you, man.
Good seeing you, too.
Yeah, so, Castle Lights and Locks.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when you first got the call?
I don't remember the exact day, but I remember the time.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was great. It was
How exciting. Did that make you feel, though?
I mean, you know, it was a compliment in some sort of way, the fact that, like, they considered us as a team, you know, to be part of the whole Castellite experience. So I was excited.
Now, do you know why they picked you?
I don't know why they picked me, you know, but I know why I should be there.
Ah, nice. I like that. Why do you think you should be there?
It's time to take it to new heights. That's the focal point of this experience for me.
Yeah.
In terms of performing arts.
Yeah.
On that level of production.
Now tell me about how long have you been doing this for, music? At what point did the bug hit you?
I've been making music since I was in primary, like grade 6. That's when I started making music.
Yeah.
Which is almost like 15 years back now. But probably like right after high school, that's when the bug got to me and I was like, you know, I think I really, you know, enjoy doing this and I really want to pursue a career in making music.
Has it always been hip hop?
It's always been hip hop, you know, I mean, I've always been a fan of music in general, you know, because of like my surroundings. My dad used to be a DJ at the time, so he used to play a lot of music, you know, and the music that I got drawn to was hip hop. You know, there was your Still Dre, your Dr. Dre,
yeah.
Your Snoop Dogs. Those are the guys that I liked. Those are the guys I started listening to first. And then over time, you know, I grew musically and started listening to like your Nas, your Jay-Z, and those sort of guys. And then yeah, I started becoming like more inclined with hip-hop and started doing my research, going back on who's who, what's what.
Is there one person who stands out in as far as artists out there who you could cite as somebody who may have inspired you? It could be local or international.
I mean, overall, right, if we're speaking about just perspective and approach, it would be a guy like Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's the guy that I respect when it comes to being a musical genius and just maintaining it throughout. I mean, till this day, you know, since he released his first album. I mean, even before. I mean, his first album was Reasonable Doubt, which he released in 97. At the time, you know, it wasn't the greatest album, wasn't the biggest album, but I mean, today he still exists, you know, and very much present. If we're making comparisons to everybody else that was there in that time.
Yeah. Now, Frank Cassino, the one thing that's very distinctive about you is your tone.
Uh-huh.
How many times do you get this? What are some of the most interesting comments you've come across regarding your voice, your tone?
yeah, I mean, like, when I started recording, it was kind of like a difficult thing because my voice was a lot more husky, and learning to adjust and control it and sort of, like, take it to a certain direction was something I had to, a skill that I had to develop over time. And watch and stuff. I mean, I hear all sorts of comments, you know. I hear people say I'm crazy. I hear people saying that, yo, he's not from here, or whatever it is. I mean, the goal for us in creating music was always to make sure that it has a standard international sound, you know.
Yeah.
It's not pretty much marginalized to one place or one area or one ethnicity or whatever it is, you know. We just want it to be universal all across. We want it, like, when somebody plays it, they should get it, even before they do their research.
Since Beats was here not so long ago, you're one of the people that he found very interesting. He seemed to have taken a liking to you. Did you have a conversation with him at any point?
Yeah, we did have a conversation, you know. One thing I realized about that experience is that I was no longer in control, you know. It was the music itself, you know. It wasn't about me. It was about the song, you know, and the songs that he heard in the music. And he was very, like, interested and very intrigued, you know. For whatever reasons he was intrigued for, you know. I mean, for me, growing up and seeing someone like a Swiss, you know, from Rough Riders, you know, DMX time, it was quite interesting, you know, to stroke his emotion, yeah, musically.
So do you think something's going to come of it?
I don't know.
Have you guys not made any contact with him since then?
We did speak, you know. But I can't say whether something's going to happen or something won't happen, you know.
Yeah.
Only time will tell.
Okay. In studio, we're hanging out with one of the Castle Light, hashtag Castle Light Unlocks concept opening act, Frank Casino. We're going into our first performance for the day. Stand by.
It began in Africa.
The O'Neill Africa Experience. The heartbeat of the diaspora.
It began in Africa.
The O'Neill Africa Experience. The heartbeat of the diaspora.
Oh. Yeah, there we go. We want the whole. We want the whole. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah. We want the whole. We want the whole thing. Whole thing. 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 We want the whole thing. I don't need no niggas. No. Niggas are gonna tell me who's who. Boxes are gonna tell me who's new. Oh no. Oh, it's getting heated on this course though. We can do the feature, it's gon' cost though. I'm no pie, no biggie, I'm colossal. Oh, where my box is at? Where my box is at? I need all you back. Scrolling down my phone. When I'm all alone, searching for y'all, you know I'm a dog. And I got him on a pedigree. The boy finna blow TNT. Presidential status on that AC. Dog, I need me carrots that they see. Oh no. Need me something flashy for these photos. Like my women's classy speaking Porto. Trip my handy dashboards on the rocks though. My road to riches is a one way. She still had me driving out to four ways. Straight out the 1-6 for foreplay. And I know the small talk's your forte. Okay, I'm on the road, digging for some diamonds in the city of the gold. Hardly on the greens, but I'm always on the go. Hardly ever seen what some people out know. Hold down. We want the whole thing. Hold down. We want the whole thing. Hold down. We want the whole thing. Hold down. We want the whole flow switch. Inspiration for the ones that I grew up with. See, Speedy lit the flame and I blew up. If you don't know, you might assume that I blew up quick. Man, I came quick. Right on time for the city. Put them boys on my wheel, man, they ride with me. I'm going live for the times that would die with me. I'm drinking. Don't you worry if you need a kidney.
big time. The guys tell me that they've heard me through the grapevine. They all phony, I don't let them hit my phone line. The deal's coming, I'm assuming that's a great sign. Ricky Cosign, got me blue ticks, guess now verified. My decisions ain't made for them to decide. The day's paid off, nothing here is overnight. Tell my niggas buckle up, prepare for a good life. Whole thing, we want the whole thing. Whole thing, we want the whole thing. Whole thing, we want the whole thing. Whole thing, we want the whole.
It's Frank Casino.
Still want the whole thing, man.
It's called the whole thing. Take us through this, and I'm sure you've heard this a couple of times now. Creating the song, at what point did you realize you had a massive hit in your hands?
Just after we recorded it, you know.
Yeah.
I remember when we did it, we did the chorus first and we did the first verse.
Yeah.
And then it took a while to construct like the second one. This is the original, that is. We had the first verse and we played over and over like probably like 100 times, just listening and playing back, listening, playing back, you know. And I was recording a lot of music at the time, you know. And Dells would always tell me, hey, my music is too chilled or whatever it was. So when we recorded the whole thing, he was excited, you know. And just seeing him excited had me excited, you know. And we're like, yo, we have to finish this. And I think 2 days later, we did the second verse. And then, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anyone you look up to locally?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously Ricky, no doubt, you know. Yeah, it's Ricky.
Whom are you listening to at the moment?
At the moment?
Yeah.
Yo, at the moment I'm listening to like some weird stuff. I'm not listening to like rap music.
Okay, interesting. Let's hear that.
Yeah.
What does Frank Casino listen to when he is not listening to his own music?
Look, I'm in love with the idea of like songwriting and stuff, you know. So anyone who I think can write songs for me and makes like beautifully constructed songs are people I listen to. So I listen to like Sabrina Claudia, been listening to your friend Sinatra. Who else have I been listening to? Let me see. I just even got like a new playlist on my phone. I listened to J. Cole this morning. I listened to the old school Busta Rhymes album.
Nice.
What was I listening to? Okay, most of the stuff is on the laptop, and then The Weeknd as well.
Yeah. So how are you preparing for the first, for the concert itself, the hashtag Cast the Lights and Lux concert? Look, this is major for you,
mm-hmm.
I presume.
Uh huh.
How are you preparing? How are you ensuring that on the day you hold your own?
I don't know. I mean, for me, it's just the energy thing, where I'm just trying to keep my energy healthy and protected.
Yeah.
So that I can be purified and ready and focused and concentrated for the day, you know. I mean, they're doing a lot of big stuff and it's going to be a big stage, and we just have to be prepared for that moment and giving people the journey, you know, and the story. Yeah. And then, yeah. So I'm pretty much just staying home and not doing much.
Are you nervous?
I'll probably be on the night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So is it just going to be on stage, or are you bringing in anyone in particular, any other artists or any supporting?
There's a few artists that are coming through, young star.
Okay.
One time for him, I think he's very talented, and I just like his soul, man, the kind-hearted guy. And Jay Molly, one of the guys that are coming up, Ricky's gonna be there, and yeah, the rest of the guys are a surprise.
Oh, so the rest of the guys is a surprise.
Yeah.
Alright, so how often do you rehearse leading up to the show now?
I don't think I've been rehearsing as much as I'm supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm kind of used to like the formula of like performing.
Yeah.
And like rehearsing sometimes, like when you perform often or whatnot, I think it kind of kills the live or the in the moment type of feeling, you know, energy on the day. So I think closer to the day we're gonna rehearse quite a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
We are hanging out with Frank Casino. In the event that you're wondering what we're discussing, we're actually talking about an event that's happening in less than 3 weeks. Chance the Rapper performs live in South Africa. You have to catch him alongside Shane Eagle, Nadia Nakai, and Frank Casino. This is happening at the Castellite Unlocks concert. at the Ticket Pro Dome in Johannesburg. It's all happening on the 30th of April. And I've been told the next day is a holiday, so this should make it very interesting. Yep. And nobody's going to be holding back, I suppose, on the day. Mr. Producer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I won't be here.
Where will you be?
I'll be out of the city. I'm doing some work in Cape Town.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice, nice.
So what a bum. I would have loved to see a show. Nice.
So when are you collaborating with this man?
Yeah, let's talk about this. He doesn't know me like that. I make beats, bro. You know, I've won a few awards for hip-hop and for music in general. I've got an alternative music award.
Okay.
Yeah, so I bring the freshness. I'm also the musical director of Coke Studio Africa.
Oh, great.
So I'm pretty much connected in the vibes. You know, but it's, if we vibe, then we can make a song. You know, you know how it goes.
Is it me, I mean, or it sounds like you're hitting on him? It really sounded like, for a minute, honestly, it sounded like you're coming on to him. No, I'm serious.
No,
okay, cool,
Neil.
Quiet. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, music is a vibe, you know the vibe. You know.
The energy I'm on the truck.
So is love. Yeah. Love is a vibe.
Hey. Wow, are we
just messing around. No, yeah. I'm actually frustrated that you won't be around. Like, that's...
I'm so sorry about that.
That's,
you know,
messed up, though.
Listen, Castle Light, you must get me on board as a musical director. I'll make sure I'm in the city.
Oh, it's just on his own angle today. In case you're wondering, we're still hanging out with Frank Castillo. When we come back, we'll do some more jamming. Stay with us.
It began in Africa.
The O'Neill Africa Experience. The heartbeat of the diaspora.
How you like my new coupe? Big body, put that thing on new shoes. Then I let the roof loose. It make all my enemies call it truce. Whoa. How you like my new coupe? Big body, put that thing on new shoes. Whoa. And I let the roof loose. It make all my enemies call it truce. Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go. Clip Central, let's go. 1, 2, hey, hey, hey.
How you like my new coupe? Big body, put that thing on new shoes. Then I let the roof loose. It make all my enemies call it truce. Whoa, how you like my new coupe? Big body, put that thing on new shoes. Whoa, and I let the roof loose. It make all my enemies call it truce. Whoa, record exec. I'm the guy out here that's cutting checks. Whoa. Check yourself. Another man's riches ain't your wealth. Whoa. And I'm doing well. I got all my double C's all up in Chanel. Big body trying to get the thing in parallel. Louis V, only time the boy take the L. Heavy on the scale. Dope boy. Ooh, I'm such a dope boy. Whoa. Can't dumb it down. I seen a standard change ever since I've been around. I heard them boys talking when I'm there, not a sound. I had to cut their notes, making sure I dig them down. Man, I dig them down, put them in the dirt. They try to put me down, but they put me in the murk. Cameras in the tick when the boy hit reverse. But I ain't going back. Dope boy. Oh, ooh, I'm such a dope boy. Oh, dope boy. Hey, how you like my new coupe? Big body, put that thing on new shoes. Then I let the roof loose. It make all my enemies call it truce. Whoa, how you like my new coupe? Big body, put that thing on new shoes. Then and I let the roof loose. It may call my enemies call it truce. Oh, how you like my new coupe? Big body, put that thing on new shoes. Then I let the roof loose. Oh, yeah. It may call my enemies call it truce. Oh. Yeah.
This is Frank Casino, one of the opening acts for Castle Light Unlocks concert happening on the 30th. We do hope that you've got your tickets by now, because listen, you don't want to wait until the final moment to go and catch all of this action. Remember, Chance the Rapper is billed to perform, Nadia Nakai, Frank Casino, of course, as well as Shane Eagle. Now, this is from Pompo.
What's up?
Castle Light has been doing a couple of they brought in a couple of international acts over over the years.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna give you a few questions.
Go ahead.
Do you wanna guess whom they first brought here?
Yeah, it was Drake.
Drake, what year was this?
I think it was 2011.
Were you there?
I know.
Okay.
But my team was working it.
Yeah, so Drake was the first one they brought in.
Yeah.
This is 2011. I attended the festival.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I did. It was remarkable.
Yeah, it looked amazing. I mean, the staging, everything, insane. The whole mood was...
I mean, this is at the height of Drake's career, like when he was like buzzing.
Yeah.
You know, like when Young Money was just like...
Yeah.
At the top of his game. And
at
then,
the pinnacle.
And then 2013...
I think that was... Is that the Nas and Timbaland one?
No. The Kanye and Kanye. Wale.
Oh, I completely missed Kanye.
Yeah. So 2013 was Kanye and
I've
Wale.
I've got a good excuse why I didn't attend that one, but let's just leave it alone.
Fun? Sex.
No. I was in L.A.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I was worried. You can do both. Can
you do the, yeah, you can attend the show. Right? And so, afterwards.
So 2014, that's when Nas, Timbaland and Wiz Khalifa were here.
Yeah, Nas, I was there.
Nas was unbelievable.
At the time, I was the musical director for Reason. So I was doing the MPC.
Oh, nice.
It was such a great concert, man. I remember after the concert, I was walking around and one of the guys from Timbaland's team were like, "Yo, you're the dude with the MPC. Yo, Timba wants to meet you now." I was like, "All right, cool, let's do it." Yeah, of course. We hung out.
Oh, nice.
We hung out for quite a while, for about 2 hours.
Dope.
Yeah, it was good.
Dope. So that's 2014.
Yeah.
And 2016, J. Cole.
Yeah.
They brought J. Cole. And they are still bringing back J. Cole, except he's going to
Nigeria.
Yeah, he's in Nigeria. And then 2017, I think possibly the biggest.
Yeah.
Compared to all the other ones that have happened, Travis Scott and Bryson Tiller.
Yo,
that was quite massive.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't get bigger than this, especially... This is the era for that type of sound. I mean, they were
exactly.
Right on the money in terms of having picked the right artist for the moment. Like, it was insane.
Exactly.
And then, of course, this time around, we've got Chance the Rapper.
Yep.
A very interesting pick, if I may say so myself.
Yeah.
Look, I think the first thing that came to mind when I heard that Chance the Rapper was coming by was... The work that he does around his music.
Yeah.
He is huge.
He's amazing.
He is
crazy.
Huge.
I actually, last night, I watched a short film that he did. It's called Mr. Happy, Meeting Mr. Happy. So it's, I think what they were trying to address was a thing of suicide.
Yeah.
So they had him play a role of a guy who works in a shop.
Yeah.
It's almost like, it feels like it's the dead end job from there. And he's young and he's got a homie that he works with. And then somehow he's super depressed, looks like he was doing drugs. And then he goes and hires a hitman to kill him. No, so you literally, I mean, like, the way they portrayed the role, like, they had, like, the bags and in his eyes, you know, he was super depressed. So, and then they hire a hitman, well, he hires a hitman for himself.
Yeah.
And I've seen other short films that he does, so he's quite a remarkable fella.
Yeah, he's very sensible. I had an opportunity to watch at least about two interviews of his.
Yeah.
And this is when he was 22 and 23 at the time. The other one was 23 and the other one was when he was 22. I couldn't believe just how level-headed he is.
No, indeed.
For his age.
Indeed.
And the charity work that he continues to do. And I think I have a feeling that the industry as a whole is going to benefit a lot from just his kind spirit.
That's for sure.
Beyond just his performance, I think there's, I foresee a situation where there's a spillage of some sort.
That's for sure.
Which is what, you know, you would want to see.
Yeah.
Somebody like this, who has as much access as he does, when he comes here, he has to be able to make it easy for the guys who are here as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What would be the first thing, if you just, the day you meet him, what's the first thing you would say to him?
I'd probably applaud him on his work. I mean, that's how I know him. And that's why, that's how he got to where he is today, you know. I'd applaud him on his hard work.
Nice. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to wrap up our conversation with Frank Cassino, but not before we challenge him. I'll tell you exactly how we're going to challenge him just now.
Uh-oh.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the O'Neill Africa Experience. Welcome back. Welcome back to the O'Neill Africa Experience.
All right, so every now and then we try and remove artists from their, what we would presume to be their comfort zone, and the band jams, and you just jam with the band. And yeah, that's the challenge. It's as simple as that. In fact, this is not even a challenge. This is what you do all the time. So band, you lead the way. So the idea is for you to create a melody and create a song on the spot.
Melody and a song on the spot.
Yeah.
Don't call me during the week, girl.
Here we are again.
Yeah.
Here we are again. Here we are again. Yeah. Here we are again. It's just me, myself, and I. I hope I do this till we die. Yeah. So we can all fly, yeah. So we can all ride to the rhythm of the beats. As my heart speaks, I'm not a freestyler, but I'm a god. Rottweiler, and I want it all. Till it piles up, man, yeah. At the central, yeah. This rap shit is essential, yeah. Here we are again. Here we are again. Ooh. Here we are again. Here we are again. Here we are again. Yeah. Yeah. That's it. I'm out.
Okay, you wanted to jump in. I can see you're dying.
Listen, I write songs for a living. Yeah. Met her on a Wednesday. Wednesday. She said, call me on Tuesday. Free movies, half price movies, chilling in the cut light. And I'm chilling in the studio, just vibing to the beats. Shout out to the team for keeping it clean. Not me, oh yeah. MPH on the microphone, chilling in the cut like that, like that. It's gonna be an awesome weekend. It's gonna be an awesome weekend. Yeah, aye. We'll see you next weekend for the Castle Light Unlocks. Yeah, 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 yeah. Shout out to the team. Yeah, we got Sharks on the bass.
Hey,
Katina on the drums.
Hey,
yeah. Party pack on the keys.
Hey,
Frank Casino on the mic.
Hey.
Superstar.
Hey.
You know how we do.
Yeah.
We got O'Neal on the board. We got 37 mph. Beep, 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 beep. Eyes closed.
That's great.
Nice one, nice one, nice one, nice one. Frank Casino.
On time.
What are you up to this weekend, bruh?
Tonight we're doing something for Castle Light at Bram.
Okay.
Republic 94.
Alright.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're doing this weekend. And then we're just locking in and recording.
Okay.
We're cooking.
Any interesting collabos that you put together so far?
Not as yet.
Okay.
Not as yet. I don't know, like my collaboration how they come about is more natural, you know, if everything is synchronized and everything makes sense, you know. I'm just in love with like synergy and understanding. We need to be able to be on the same like sort of understanding or wavelength.
Yeah.
And share the same sort of like energy, and the ideas need to sway in the same kind of direction.
Nice one.
So my features are based off that. Like before, in most cases, before I feature with most artists, I really know who they are. We get to chill, you know.
Yeah.
Chill multiple times, or there's just that understanding, that natural one that just happens from the go.
Nice one, brother. Listen, much love for what you do. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank
good luck
so
with everything. We're looking forward to the performance.
Thank you.
On the night. So yeah, make us proud. Make
Thank
us
you.
Proud.
Thank
and
you.
I'm looking forward to seeing that collab between you and Chance the Rapper.
I think speak we must it just, into
yeah,
existence,
let's
brother.
Speak
that's
it into
way.
Existence.
Yeah.
It must happen, right?
That's right.
Thanks a lot for stopping by, my brother.
Thank
we
you.
Truly appreciate you.
Thank
we
you.
Continue with the show. We have about 10 more minutes together.
Fuck the bitch, bitch get slick, I'ma cut the bitch. I'm a bad bitch, suck some dick. If that bitch gets slick, I'll cut the bitch. I'll cut up the bitch, I'll gut the bitch. I'll cut the fuck up the bitch, man, fuck the bitch. Won't shoot her, but I will gun bust the bitch. When we say fuck the bitch, dick up the bitch. She was stuck up, so my nigga suck up the bitch. Still dragging her, so don't pick up the bitch. Hit the combination to the safe, drug the bitch. Know the whole operation, been bug the bitch. I'm still fly, just bag the white guy. Bitch, he like guy, and I still eat Thai. Want the nigga cheat code? Come on, bitch, nice try. Let's be real, all you bitches wanna look like me. When the beat and the man get fucked like me. When I'm up in the lab and cook like me. But ain't me and you hoes pussy good like me. Guess he's so good his ex wanna still fight me. They so pretty, bitches wish they could slice me. She just mad cause he never bought a ice like me. I cut all my niggas off, but they would still wife me. They would still wife me. He was still wife me. Yup, him too, he was still wife me. When it comes to stealing the flow, these birds is fluent. But they stutter when get asked by the queens and fluent. When it's clear, they bite me. I'm glad that they like me. I don't wanna check bitches. Tell them where they Nike.
Barbie tings, that's Barbie tings. Barbie tings, that's Barbie tings. Barbie tings, that's Barbie tings. Barbie dream house, Barbie rings. That's Barbie beach house, Barbie bins. Barbie white picket, Barbie fence. All tea, all shade.
Brand new music of Nicki Minaj.
Try to confiscate Barbie's kin. I'ma put you in the box.
Barbie tings. That's what it's called. Yeah, so we're about to get out of here. I just thought maybe today we should just try and catch up with the band. You know? Let's catch up with the band. We haven't done this in a while. Mr. Surprise has been globetrotting. He was in Cuba at some... Who goes to Cuba? Like... But this guy, let me tell you what this guy does, eh? Some friend he is. So, hold up, hold up. Let me just... find your mic.
Word, word.
So this guy's in Cuba, right? I'm a huge fan of cigars.
Yeah.
Hey. So I plead with him. I plead with him. I plead. Hey. Like, I'm on my knees, like Boyz II Men. And I plead with this guy, and it starts raining, and I rip my shirt, and I'm on my knees, just trying to get my message across. This guy does not bring my cigars. What happened, dog? But he managed to bring
a
Beret. Yeah, what's his name? The guy who died. What's his name?
That guy.
Fidel Castro.
Oh,
yes. You managed to bring his beret. So how was it, dog?
It was amazing, man. Well, we started in what's this place? Spain.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we hit Cuba. So because of the Galaxy Wave manifest so much, Cuba called me back.
Nice.
I was actually there with an artist I'm working with, so they called me back,
Okay.
Yeah, because they were impressed, you know, they were impressed.
So what, you went back there or you're still going to go back?
I'm going back.
Nice.
And actually, Manji, I'm going to go with the squad, with my squad, you know.
Ah, that is dope, man. Yeah. That is dope. Did you get laid there?
Oh, boy.
It was a Christian gig. It was a gospel gig.
Christians get laid too, bro.
Just yeah.
Yeah, well, the ones that are like you, MPH.
Wow.
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 Uh-oh. Wow. On air and all. You know my turn is listening.
No, but seriously though, you went to Spain and you went to Cuba and you didn't get laid. I'm so disappointed in you.
Who does that? Okay, also, like, you know, it's happy I'm pelela like Africa. Like,
Yeah. No, I see what you mean.
The melanin.
Yeah.
No, then we can't argue with that. Your type. We all know your type.
So yeah, I'm not happy I'm lava, but I mean, like, yo, I miss this place, man. Like, you know, and that's why I brought the whole squad here. Like, just
no, listen, man, we missed you, and I really appreciate what you guys like. You guys have to see what we have in studio.
Yeah,
it's madness. Like the amount of equipment that we have in this studio, I don't even think this building can carry this.
There's even
this
moves.
Amount of weight. It's
there's
crazy.
Moves. There's, you know, analog, synthesized, bass, vibes.
Yeah.
There's
MacBooks.
There's MacBooks. Pros everywhere.
But it's actually said that we only meet here, guys. Like, our shows work with, like, MPH.
I
like,
know,
you
right?
Know, like,
no, yeah. But we need to do this outside, guys.
Yeah.
We need to do this outside.
Let's go upstairs and go. Have
a roof guy.
One of the places...
take it to the top.
One of the places we can do this is the Castle Light concert, which is taking place on the 30th. Let me remind you one more time. Make sure that you get your tickets. Ticket Pro Dome in Johannesburg, that's where it's going down. This is on the 30th. Get your tickets now at CompuTicket for the Castle Light Unlocks concert. Please, please, please make sure that you come out there and let's all hang out together, man, and have a great time.
Oh, yeah.
Cool, guys. It's been great. Enjoy your weekend.
Boomtown.
Yeah? Nice one. Peace, peace, peace. We're doing stuff.
CliffCentral.com.